coming in this week, and excited for the guys. Played some good football last week. We have to continue to build on the momentum that we have right now and continue to challenge each other and push each other to get better each and every day.
Today, you know, you went through a lot of frustrating moments in the past 14 months, but has there been any frustration in the last month about just kind of wondering when the actual on-the-field moment will happen?
No. I'm just taking it one day at a time. Continuing to be a great teammate, motivating the guys, and you know, we're playing great football right now, and what else could you ask for?
Yeah, what's it like being a backup?
Say it again.
What's it like being a backup?
You know, for me, I feel like I'm out there. I'm taking mental reps, sharpening my game from a mental standpoint. We're playing good football on offense, good football on defense, all three phases. So for me, it's all about just being patient, continuing to just trust the process, and stand behind who's ever in there.
Do you need to play this year to see what you got?
And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And it's all a part of God's plan, so.
Do you feel like you're close to getting game action?
Who knows? Like I said, I don't want this to be about me. You know, it's about us. We're sitting in a good position right now, pushing for playoffs, hopefully home field advantage or something like that. So, you know, we can't take the attention away from that. We're playing great football, and, you know, I pray that we can continue to just keep getting better.
Jesus mentioned before about how, like, as a teammate, you've been able to help him. What do you specifically do? Is there something, I know we talked about it on Sunday, you know, watching the defense, and, you know, is there something that you're trying to afford with him?
Yeah, like I said, whoever's in there, our goal is to, you know, push each other. And Case is in there, and I'm going to do everything I can to push him, whether it's been a second pair of eyes for him on the sideline or in the film room or even on the practice field. You know, that's what I want to do, because at the end of the day, it's about making this team better. And if we're having solid quarterback play from that position, then obviously the team's doing something well.
How different? You didn't get activated to week 7. At what point did you think you were ready?
I can't remember right now, but at some point. But I'm just happy to be active right now, be able to go out there on the sideline with the guys and, you know, cheer those guys on, motivate those guys.
How would you describe the job Case has done?
Case is doing a great job. He's competing. He's doing everything that, you know, coaching staff is asking of him. And I couldn't be any more happy for him.
Teddy's obviously a different scheme that they're running, but how similar do these Rams look on defense to the team you faced in 2015?
You know, they still have a couple first-rounders up front and then that defense. And they're a pretty sound defense. They take pride in getting to the quarterback, causing turnovers, and just causing havoc, you know, getting you behind the sticks. So pretty much the same guys, missing a few guys, but pretty solid group.
What do you remember from that game? Obviously, a pretty eventful day with you guys taking the win in overtime and you taking the elbow in the head.
Just remember walking out with the win. And that's what you show up there to do on Sundays, play the game to win. So I remember winning the football game.
How different is this offense than the one that you last played in?
It's different. It's a different scheme, but still just allowing your playmakers to make plays. Pat talks about, you know, it's not the plays, it's the players. So we have a great group of guys who are doing everything that the coaching staff is asking of them, and it's showing. Those guys are flying around making plays, and it's exciting being on the sideline and watching those guys perform at a high level.
And on that same note, I mean, what Pat's been able to dial up, it's allowed this team to be more aggressive in their approach. How exciting is that for you, knowing that someday, you know, you might have that chance to be able to get, you know, do that play, you know, 51-yard reception to Diggs, you know, to set the tone, those type of plays?
It's very exciting, but I know that, you know, whoever's in there, you know, our job is to, you know, execute the game plan. So it's exciting knowing that, hey, someday, you know, I could be in there running those plays, but for now, you know, I'm excited watching Case light up scoreboard. So, you know, 4 touchdowns last week, that's very impressive, especially on the road. So I'm very excited to be a part of this offense, excited to be in the quarterback room that I'm in.
Thank you.
what did it feel like when you put the uniform on and walked through the tunnel, even though you knew you weren't going to be a starter, but just to have the cleats on and the uniform as you walked through?
It was a great feeling. Just thinking about how it was all at an end at one point. I was talking to one of the guys, Les Pico, and I told him, usually when you have a dream, you wake up and you go back to sleep, you can't pick up where that dream left off. It's hard sometimes, but I'm fortunate enough to have the opportunity to pick up right where my dream left off. So putting on those cleats, putting on those pads for the first time in a while, this is great feeling. I'm just happy.
Is that where all the emotion came from then, with the shot of you crying on the bench?
Yeah. I was trying to keep it all together. I'm usually good at controlling my emotions, but it's just been a long process. So to see that light at the end of the tunnel, you know, it just gives you chills, makes you appreciate just being able to run out of that tunnel again, stand on the sideline with your guys, and watch those guys compete at a high level.
Is there any difference when you're running the offense or running plays right now? Do you feel any different than you did before the injury?
No. If anything, I feel stronger, more stable, things like that.
Excited about your first regular season game at U.S. Bank?
Yeah, definitely. Very excited. I know the place is going to be packed. I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, thinking about, you know, the two teams, you know, us and the Rams. So I'm very excited to see the fans and just watch us go play.
Where's the biggest area for Teddy? Where's the biggest area that you've grown, I guess, since you returned to practice a month ago?
I think just with my mindset with each play, not identifying just small details within each play, whether it could be a matchup, mechanics, things like that. So just sharpening up my game mentally and just identifying different matchups and things like that.
Teddy, you talked about the emotions that you had last Sunday. Is it in some ways it good that it's kind of a slow process of getting you back in? I mean, you're active for one game, and just instead of throwing you right in as a starter?
Definitely. Whatever the plan is, I'm all for it. So for me, whether it's getting out there right away, hey, that's part of the plan, or taking it slow. So the good thing about taking it slow is, you know, I get to sharpen my game even more on the practice field, on the sideline. Like I said, during games, I get to take those mental reps so that, you know, if Case doesn't see something, he can come to the sideline and I can be that second pair of eyes for him. It's great. I'm just going to continue to trust the process.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Teddy.
Luck, step on that.